Chair, to answer another question.
Thank you, Madam President. I wish to respond to several questions raised by several delegation on the issue of abortion in Kenya. Kenya's position on abortion is well elucidated in the Constitution. Article 26.1 provides that abortion is not permitted unless, in the opinion of a trained health professional, there is need for emergency treatment or the life of the mother is in danger, or if permitted by any other written law. Section 6.1 of the Health Act elucidates this further by stating that access to treatment by a trained health professional for conditions occurring during pregnancy, including abnormal pregnancy conditions such as ectopic, abdominal, and the molar pregnancy, or any medical condition exacerbated by the pregnancy, to such extent that the life or health of the mother is threatened. Madam President, I also wish to respond to a question raised by Canada on funding for the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights. The issue here is that the budget has been decreased in recent years. The Kenya National Commission on Human Rights is an independent constitutional commission holding the mandate to promote human rights in Kenya. The commission derives part of its budget from public coffers, while donors and other development partners support the rest. It is true that the budget of the commission has reduced. However, it must be noted that this is not a phenomenon specific to the commission, but faces all government ministries, judiciary, constitutional commissions, and even parliament for now. Kenya is currently experiencing a huge budget deficit attributable to the financing of its development projects and other social economic endeavors, such as Agenda 4. To this end, austerity measures have been introduced, and all public entities are required to reduce spending, particularly on recurrent expenditure. In the meantime, the government has put in place a number of strategies to bridge the deficit gap, include broadening the tax base, attracting more foreign development investment. Kenya is in no way stifling the promotion of human rights by the Commission, but is just currently facing a challenge. Thank you. I will then pass the session to Clarice.